God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Oh man, you made chills go down my back. That sounded so awesome today. I welcome you this morning. I appreciate your presence here at First Church as we worship together. And those who are listening on the radio, we welcome you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you so much for listening. And we thank you so much for your presence. We just pray that you will feel God's presence this morning. You know, this is a pretty awesome church to be a part of. I've only been a part of it about 8 months now or so, and every day, every week, I learn what great people this church has, and so I praise God for you all. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm the pastor here, and again, we welcome you this morning. If the ushers would pass out the registration pads now, that way everyone can fill in their name and address, their telephone numbers and emails. Ushers, I believe the registration pads, unless they're already passed out, you need to pass those out at this time. So I would ask that all of you put your name, address, and telephone number, and email addresses, whatever your contact information is in there. And if you're visiting with us today, we put out a special welcome to you. We thank you so much for being here. And if you especially would fill out that registration pad with your name and your address, contact information, so that we can greet you properly and say thank you so very much for worshiping with us. If you would get out your insert at this time that has the announcements on it, make sure you pay close attention to this. Maybe take it home this week and hang it up by your calendar so you know what's going on. The newsletter will be coming out before long, and make sure you hang that calendar especially by your calendar so you know what's going on in this church. A lot of things, although this week and next week are a little quieter because of the busyness of the Easter season. It's always nice to kind of relax just a little bit, but we are going to ramp it up again as we get into spring. So I have to thank everyone who helped out last week. It was tremendous. It was awesome. And I just hope that you all were here to experience that. What a great worship service, set of worship services we had. Overall, over 400 people, folks, worshiped. And it was just a great time between sunrise and here. And also over 100 people were served at breakfast. The United Methodist men did a great job. But there is a downside to that. My stomach growled all day because I kept smelling that breakfast being cooked downstairs. So, but anyway, today is Lunch Bunch, and this is a way to help us pay our missional apportionments. So I invite you to stick around after this service and go downstairs and eat lunch here and support the church in that way, rather than maybe going to a restaurant and hang out with your fellow church community so that we can get to know you better and laugh and have great fellowship together. Also, my teaching series, the plan is to start my new teaching series, Have You Ever Wondered? And I tell you what, I got some awesome questions last week from you all, and I appreciate that. If you weren't here last week, I asked the congregation to write down any question they have wanted to ask God or the church or a pastor. And so if you did not get to do that, go ahead and write it down on something. There's a blank side on one of these inserts, and you're welcome to write those questions down and hand them in when the offering plate comes by you if you choose. One of my goals, or one of our goals as a church, is to make sure that sermons are relevant so that you can take them home and apply them to your life if you would like when you get home that day from church. And so that's one thing that these questions, a lot of difficult questions, folks, but that's going to be great. So, also, I have newcomers class today from 1 to 4. If you are curious about this church, thinking about joining, or would just like to learn more about it, from 1 to 4 today, down in the chapel is where we'll meet. And unless we just overflow that area, and then we'll meet in the fellowship hall. So make sure that if you are interested in that or just curious, please be here at 1 o'clock so that we can start that newcomers class. Well, welcome. I'm so glad you all are here. You ready for an awesome worship service?
Yes.
Oh, now, that didn't sound too sure. Are you ready for an awesome worship service?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with a prayer, and then we're going to have a call to celebration. So prepare your hearts and minds for worship for the opening prayer.